From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Dan Clark in the Times Union looks into what would happen if former President Donald Trump picks Representative Elise Stefanik as his vice presidential candidate. Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, would be the first nominee for vice president from New York since Buffalo area Representative Jack Kemp was picked by Bob Dole in 1996. The local Republican leaders would get to handpick her replacement in Congress. Martin Connor, who is considered one of the state's top election attorneys, said, and I quote, "Someone nominated for an office who is later nominated for a different office may decline the first office," end quote. Stefanik would first have to win her June 25th primary election to be the Republican nominee in her district. Jill Lochner, who has worked in early childhood development, announced a run for the Republican nomination last year, but Stefanik is the incumbent. Then Trump could announce Stefanik as VP anytime, but she wouldn't officially become the party's nominee until July, when the Republican National Convention is scheduled for Milwaukee. After running for vice president is filed with New York State, Stefanik would have until, and I quote, "not later than the third day after the filing," end quote, to formally decline her nomination for Congress. Then a majority of the members of the local Republican committee in each county of Stefanik's district would meet and vote for a new Republican nominee for the 21st Congressional District. Of course, all this is based on Trump's picking Stefanik, which may be a long shot, as he recently publicly mispronounced her last name. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Brianna Fuss reports for New York State of Politics that New York's Farm Bureau's top priorities for 2024 include the switch to electric power, producer responsibilities, funding, and getting food into New York schools. The Farm Bureau wants New York to expand the Nourish New York and Healthy School Meals for All programs, where pantries and food banks and school breakfasts and lunches are full of locally grown food. The Bureau also wants legislation that would allow direct-to-customer shipping for all New York-produced farm beverages, including beer, cider, and spirits. The Farm Bureau is pushing back against going fully electric until, they say, there are reliable battery-powered tractors and machinery for farms. David Fisher, president of the New York Farm Bureau, said, and I quote, "We just need a common-sense, reliable energy policy and not go too far too fast. We must get this right for the sake of food production," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Michael Ryan from the Mountain Eagle reports that the town of Windom will consider a dog park for the Windom Path along State Route 23 with a February 1st public hearing. Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt said, and I quote, "This is something that has been on the back burner for a year or so. There were other things going on back then, like a new ambulance building, and now interest is being shown again," end quote. Now the town has a full proposal that includes a walking path around the perimeter, shade trees, drinking fountains, lighting, and agility equipment. Hoyt said an unnamed private group is raising money for the park, but said a combination of funding sources could emerge. Initial estimates for the park are between $37,700 to $50,900. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Sioux. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, or community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.